Timeless, Chapter 7, Part 2. Sweat dripped off of Shifting's frame as he ducked a punch from Luna, the Alicorn then taking a step back to slowly circle around. The pair had been sparring for what must have been an hour straight, and both of their sides were heaving with exertion.
I hadn't had a full workout like this in ages. Full contact sparring? Luna is incredible.
What the Alicorn lacked in practice, she made up with in terms of speed and raw power, using magic to boost her speed and reflexes. A few times, the princess had reflexively blasted a beam of raw energy at Shifting's face, but his shield had deflected most of it. Lunging forward, Shifting's blow sent Luna skidding back, the Alicorn locking a forelimb around the stallion as she panted.
Art, thou ready to yield?
She asked, Shifting chuckling as he sucked in air desperately.
I was about to ask you the same thing.
A soft laugh left Luna's muzzle, the pair finding that not moving was increasingly attractive, as their limbs were starting to quiver from the strain of simply standing. Luna's hindquarters gave out first, followed by Shifting's, the pair plopping to the ground with a soft thud, still having a forelimb interlocked.
I have you right where I want you.
Shifting grinned, prompting another laugh.
But this is part of my plan.
The princess countered.
Really?
No, not at all. We can't move. Oh, you?
Luna admitted with a smile.
I can't feel my legs. I think we're done.
Shifting's eyes widened as Luna reached down, resting her forehead against his own briefly.
I believe so. Thou art a formidable opponent, Shifting Sands. We look forward to further matches.
After we can move?
He ventured.
Yes, after that.
The stallion couldn't help but notice that Luna seemed to ever so slightly press against his forehead a bit more, then reluctantly pulled away.
A pity. That was rather nice.
A series of whoops and hollers reached the pair's ears, Shifting then slowly standing on shaky legs.
Glad you all enjoyed the show, but be ready to move out on schedule.
He barked towards the crowd.
All of you, we're gonna patrol Canterlot today and I'll be quizzing each group on scenarios as we go. That's in full armor and it better be immaculate.
The trainees quickly vanished, many sporting wide grins as they waved, trotting back to the barracks and small armory underground. Then Luna trotted up to sit beside the drill sergeant, nodding approvingly.
You are making excellent progress with him. I continue to be impressed, Shifting.
She mused, the stallion grinning as he glanced over to the Alicorn.
I'm glad, princess. They're certainly on their way. I'd say they are where they should be. We're starting on combat training this week, and we're gonna go from there. The new equipment arrived, after all.
Shifting couldn't help but notice how Luna's gaze drifted over to him, the slightest blush dawning on her cheeks as he spoke.
Well, no time like the present. Luna, may I ask you something rather personal?
Shifting said, brow furrowing in thought.
How do I phrase this? Maybe bluntly, but not insensitive.
Well, it depends what that may be, but yes, of course.
What are your feelings towards me?
The Alicorn drew a slight breath, Shifting looking over to watch her reaction. The slight blush had intensified, making her cheeks radiate against the natural colorations. Her shoulders slumped, Luna's eyes darting across the ground.
I am trying to figure that out.
Luna, the stereotype of being an oblivious stallion may be partially true for me, but I'm no fool.
Shifting mused, a tender smile on his features.
Perhaps I'm overthinking it all, though.
Thou aren't.
The soft whisper that left Luna's mouth had Shifting's ears perk up immediately, but the two words were laden with emotion, most notably...
Fear? Then, if I'm not, perhaps it is appropriate to say I'm quite happy to have you as a friend?
Shifting began, not wanting to leave any doubt as to what his intentions were.
That said... As the friends, I thoroughly enjoy your company, and...
Just friend, however.
Luna stated, a soft chuckle leaving Shifting.
You didn't let me finish. I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't have the beginnings of something more creeping into my heart. I can't say for certain, but it's not an alien thing, nor an unwanted development.
The stallion continued. Luna now looked over to him, her eyes wide slightly in surprise. For a moment, the princess looked genuinely vulnerable, the Alicorn seeming to soak up every word that Shifting said.
Truly?
Shifting nodded, still smiling gently. While somewhat new territory for him, it was at the same time very familiar.
Luna, for 1,000 years, I've still remembered you from when I first enlisted, and I've seen that you're still that same pony. I've always seen you as a princess, regal, noble, powerful and enchanting, but not as an unapproachable individual.
Shifting let out a slight huff, shrugging his shoulders.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, I've always treated and held you in high regard. It doesn't take much effort to simply treat you as a princess in a different, more personal way. I couldn't think about you like that. Not until, well, yeah, the recent things I've noticed.
A slight sniffle caught his attention, as did seeing Luna wiping a forehoof across her eyes.
That was very sweet, Shifting. Even if that didn't intend it to be so.
She whispered, then looked over to him.
So, where do we go from here?
Shifting blew out a breath slowly, losing himself slightly in thought.
We take things slow, however that may be. Luna, I'm still adjusting, and I don't want any relationships, as friends or otherwise, to be the result of that adjustment rather than genuine feelings. I would feel horrible if feelings I thought to be genuine turned out to be nothing but a mood swing. Of course, this hasn't happened concerning you, which is why I'm telling you this. I just don't want to hurt any pony, least of all you.
A tender smile meandered onto Luna's face, the alicorn nodding in agreement.
I think that is a wise and sincere plan, Shifting.
The surgeon nodded, then glanced over to the alicorn with a raised eyebrow.
Well, thank you, but you still never answered my question, not directly.
His words caused a brief silence, and then a very soft chuckle.
No, we did not. But now, we have the words, I think.
Luna was quiet again for a time, collecting her thoughts.
Thou were relatable at first impression, as we underwent a similar adjustment, but now? Now we enjoy being around thee. Thou art calming, fun, and put me at ease. You have treated us like a pony rather than a goddess, but still with respect. I cannot help but enjoy that. You are a fascinating individual that I would like to get to know further, however far that may go.
Her cheeks then lit up, a small mumble leaving her muzzle.
And the hug thou gave us was oddly nice.
Well, would you like another?
Was Shifting's immediate reply, a wide grin on his face which prompted an almost reluctant nod as the alicorn grumbled. Standing up, Shifting walked over, and promptly wrapped his arms around Luna's neck, a lack of hesitation clearly surprising the princess.
Why do I feel as though this was planned?
Luna asked, returning the gesture with a happy sigh.
Oh, it totally was. Part of my master strategy, of course.
Shifting replied, good-naturedly, his already sore muscles aching as Luna leaned into his embrace slightly.
Honestly, though, I figured my question would go one of two ways. I was either wrong or I wasn't. I'm rather happy I got to explore this new path with you, though.
A familiar silence flowed in, Luna finally nodding.
We are too. I have been conflicted as to what to do. We are rather new to this.
Pulling back slightly, Shifting reached forward to tap Luna's nose with a hoof lightly. Luna nodded, a genuine smile on her face as the pair stood, both needing to attend to their various duties.
I agree. Thank you, Shifting.
I'm not sure what for, but you are most welcome, Luna.
For being you.
Shifting paused, brow furrowing slightly. A wave of emotion surprised the stallion, making his throat tense as he struggled to form the words that came almost as second nature.
Thank you. I...
He began, gritting his teeth as countless nights of speaking to the moon came flooding back.
I feel the same way towards you. The mare I respected and revered 1,000 years ago is still here, and now sees me as a friend. For that, I cannot thank you enough. And now another path is opened, and it's...
He shook his head, frustrated as a few tears came and went.
Emotional wave. I'm sorry.
Don't be. It is not often I hear such words.
Luna admitted, not seeming entirely sure of whether he wanted comfort or not.
Well, I expect to hear such things more often. That won't fade as I adjust, that's for sure.
You are not making it easy to not hug you again.
Shifting waved a hoof with a grin, gesturing towards the side tunnels of the room.
Well, I certainly won't object to such in the future, but I think we both have duties to attend to. Perhaps we can talk before the night is over, or failing that, then early tomorrow.
Luna nodded, horn starting to ignite with magic.
We look forward to it, Shifting. Take care.
You too, Luna.
As the alicorn vanished with a teleportation spell, Shifting then trotted off to the showers with a whistle. It was only when he was almost clean that the unicorn promptly rested his head against the rock wall.
I have a date. Sort of, with the princess. I really should be more shaken than I am.
His own words flooded back, prompting Shifting to smile.
I've always cared about her in some way. It's not too much of a shift then. I thought it crossed my mind before, however fleeting. And now? Now I can actually get to know her.
Luna was all smiles as she trotted back to the throne room, coat still glistening from a shower.
He asked what was doing and how to bring that up, and...
The soft glow on her cheeks refused to leave, even as the Night Princess sat on her throne, Night Court beginning shortly.
His words... Oh, I never expected something so sweet. And yet there's that darkness, the inklings of something when we sparred.
While the thought should have unnerved the princess, it only made Luna's heart beat all the faster at the thought of the stallion.
We both have been through the fire and flames, haven't we? We've just dealt with it in different ways.
Wild guess. Good news?
Dancing whispered as the doors began to open, the Thestral grinning widely.
We, might have a date, sort of. Good news?
Luna stammered, a high-pitched squealing reaching her ears, as the Thestral hopped up and down briefly, then settled back into a professional stance.
Really? Oh, we're totally talking later. I'll bring the blueberry pastries.
Dancing whispered.
Thou art bribing us with baked goods. Totally. They had better be fresh.
The smile on Luna's features refused to leave, even through the hours of the Night Court. Ooh, now to see Protective Celestia and what she'll do to embarrass Luna, because I'm sure she's gonna love that. Now let's get on to our exceptionally lovable donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coldhard, Jayton Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing, Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyColor557, Stu Hex, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneScyther9852, Also Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGuy12, and many more amazing people. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.